organized borough and where there is not existing plating authority, that they are done in consistency with state law and providing legal access.
Mr. Chairman, those requirements, are those, like public hearings, other things, are those state law requirements that exist?
I believe that they're generally by plating and planning authority within the various communities that are established what those are. I don't believe we have those in state law regarding.
Mr. Chairman, there are some within Title 29, which is the municipal actions, but of course this is outside municipal action, so Representative James' answer would be correct.
So the answer is that there, if I could just ask this question from Mr. Swanson's perspective on this thing, same thing, is so what we're leaving out isn't any portion of state law on the state side of it?
Sure.
There, anything we're leaving out in the disapprove for the ability to disapprove a subdivision plat? And there's no.
Mr. Chairman, the way I'm reading this, it says we will review it to make sure it complies with any state law as far as consistency with plating, public records, this type of thing, and we will make sure that it has public access. If it meets those requirements, we will approve the plat.
Representative Hudson.
I think, Representative Finkelstein, if you read the old language, it says that the DNR is the plating authority in the area outside the organized boroughs, et cetera, et cetera, and then it says, for only the purposes of hearing and acting on petitions for the change or vacation of plats, which means it has already been done, and shall execute in accordance with 2940. And what we're saying now is we're giving them plating authority, and so these other words are essentially to provide some limitations, that they have this plating authority, but they may not disapprove except for failure to comply with state law or to otherwise provide access to the lot. So I think the way it's been rewritten is to conform with the new elements of function.
Representative
yes,
James.
And to respond to that, they cannot disapprove a plat for any subjective reason. In other words, that it's just the facts, ma'am, just the facts. You know, does it meet state law or doesn't it?
Representative Finkelstein.
Mr. Chairman, I certainly have no objection with the way it's written. It just seems that it's saying a State Department can't disapprove anything except for a violation of state law. I feel like I must be missing something, because, of course, that's all that the State Department can enforce is a state law. So that's why I was trying to find out what else is there. But I certainly don't have an objection to it. So.
Are there any more questions?
Mr. Chairman.
Representative Hudson.
Move committee substitute for sponsor, substitute for House Bill number 352, resources as amended, with accompanying fiscal note out of individual recommendations.
Any objections? If not, so ordered. For the committee's information, we will meet next Monday at 8:15 a.m. to hear House Bill 496 relating to sport fish guide and House Bill 238-470. If there's nothing else come before the committee resources, House Resources, it's adjourned at 10 a.m.
Amen. Hallelujah. Let me borrow you.